everybody, and welcome to Let's Talk Therapy. This is me, Rosemary Burns, and this is my podcast, Let's Talk Therapy. So let's get right to it. I know I said I was going to have a special guest. Kelly with Little Rock Angels was going to come on, and she was going to start talking about the foster care system. But unfortunately, she let me know she was supposed to come in today to record, and what happened was she said she may have been exposed to COVID, so she wanted to just be cautious and you know, considerate and just in case not expose me. And so I'm very appreciative of that. So, you know, as soon as we make sure that she's okay, and, you know, I think she said she's going to self-quarantine. So as soon as that's over, we will get her in soon. And that will be, I'm really anxiously awaiting for her to come on the podcast, because she has a lot of good information to talk about. So, okay. So, you know, life happens, and again, be safe out there. Take care of each other, be considerate, just like she was. And we, of course, we pray for our troops, and their families, for everything that's happening in the world. So send a prayer, a good energy, whatever your belief is, to those troops and their families. Let me just say that to start out. All right. So what do you do when you're supposed to have a guest on the show on the podcast? What do you do? Well, you stop and you think for a second and say, okay, what can I talk about? So what I've been thinking about is, let's talk about what happens when you're making all kinds of great progress, you're doing so well, and all of a sudden there's some kind of weird bump in the road, some kind of obstacle. So I know I've talked a little bit about relapse prevention and stuff in previous podcasts, but this one is a little more personal now. So let me tell you my story. I have been trying to make a concerted effort, being intentional, to try and be healthier. Just wanting to be healthier. I am over 40, so I know it's not as easy as when I was in my 20s, and that's okay. But just, you know, small steps. We've talked about that before, taking small steps at a time. Okay, well, I used to belong to a gym, and I would just go and do, you know, my own thing. And I don't know very much about working out. I can, you know, I know about running. I was a runner when I was in high school, and I kind of dabbled in it throughout my adult life, you know, doing 5Ks and stuff like that. I have done a 10K. That's probably the longest distance I've ever ran. So in any case, I dabble. I certainly don't train for, you know, half marathons, marathon, anything. I don't think I've ever trained for anything longer than a 10K. And that was probably the most, actually, again, like intentional, I'm going to train to run a longer distance. Okay. So all that being said, I was at a gym, so just, you know, kind of lifting weights on machines, but not really knowing what I'm doing. And I don't recommend that, because you could get hurt. I did not actually ever get hurt doing that, I guess, because I did maybe weight that was really light and tried to be gradual whenever I moved up and whatever. So that was a while ago. Then about a year ago, after the gyms all, I guess, yes, it would have been after COVID hit and all the gyms had to close down. And then my daughter actually started high school. And when my daughter started high school, she was not old enough to drive herself to school yet. And so I would have to take her to school. Well, if I did that, I could not make it to my gym. My previous gym, when it reopened, the time just did not allow for it. Okay, fine. So I changed gyms to one that is closer to my home and my daughter's school, so that I would have time to drop her off and then go to the gym before I had to be at work in the morning. So I did that, and the big difference is that the new gym that I went to offered classes, like just a general fitness class and a strength class. They kind of alternate. Monday, Wednesday, Friday is the general fitness cardio class, and then the Tuesday and Thursday are strength days. And so when I first joined the gym, I had no idea that there were classes, and I just went, and there were treadmills, and I was just gonna, you know, do the treadmill and kind of do what I had been doing. Okay, fine. So one of the trainers there actually came up to me, and he's wonderful. He's a fantastic trainer. He's very chill, which you wouldn't think. You'd think a trainer would be like, come on, keep going. No, he's not like that. He's very encouraging, but in such a chill way, it's pretty cool. Well, anyhow, he came up to me and he's like, hey, why don't you come and try this class? And I was like, nah, you know, I've never done, a class since I first got married almost 17 years ago when it was a class that was all for women. This class is definitely co-ed. But in any case, he's like, yeah, come on. He's like, you do your own pace and do what you can do. And he's like, I really think that you'll enjoy it. And I was like, okay. So I went to the class and absolutely loved it. And I think it was a major changing, like game changer right there, because it's more structured. And I was able to physically work out other, you know, muscles that I didn't even know that I had. And it was very hard in the beginning because, you know, little steps at a time. And I definitely over a year made some great progress. I guess I've been a member of this gym for about a year now. I have told you before in previous podcasts that working out, going to the gym and exercise is part of my stress management. Especially cause I do very mental work and I do very sedentary work, when I'm seeing clients. And so my balance is to go to the gym. I was an athlete when I was young. It's kind of, I enjoy it. It's, you know, it's just, yeah, it makes me feel good. So, great. So I start doing these classes and it's wonderful. And yes, over time, it's amazing how you see progress, like, and it is great. So all of that background information, you're probably like, okay, get on with the point of the story. Here's the point of the story. About probably 2 months ago, I would say, we are in August. Yes, about 2 months ago, I started feeling pain in my right arm. I am right-handed, so that's my dominant hand. I do not recall, like, hearing anything pop, snap. I don't, like, you know, like a acute injury where, like, if you broke an ankle or even twisted an ankle, like, you know, you rolled your ankle or something. Like, I don't recall doing anything to my elbow. And all I know is that I was having pain. And I was like, okay, great. This is not cool. So I thought, okay, well, I thought maybe I had like a bone bruise, because it was certainly possible that when I went kayaking one time and flipped my kayak because the current pushed me into a fallen tree, that maybe I hit my elbow. It's certainly possible. I don't remember doing that, but I mean, you never know. But the interesting thing is my elbow was not swollen. It was not black and blue. They're, you know, fine. So I was like, okay, well, I'll wait and I'll just keep doing what I'm doing and see if it goes away. That did not work. And here we come to probably I'm trying to think when I went to the doctor finally. Maybe the beginning of August. Yes, I would say the beginning of August is when I finally went to the doctor, and I was like, look, told them the symptoms and all that kind of stuff. And of course they took x-rays. There's nothing wrong. I didn't break anything. So what I was diagnosed with was tendonitis. And it was explained to me that it's essentially overuse of that arm. Well, the arm tendon is inflamed, and that's what's causing the pain. And you know, the best thing that you can do is rest. And they get, you know, they gave me an anti-inflammatory medication and some like, the actual word is liniment. It's like, you know, like a paste salve thing. It's kind of like, oh my goodness, back in the day it was called Bengay. I don't think they make that anymore. But I remember that from when I was young. I think my dad used to put that on when he was sore and stuff. So that, and here's the thing. I don't even know the brand names of like creams and stuff, like over the counter creams and stuff, because I've never thankfully, or I'm blessed for this. I've never hurt myself like this before. Never. So I'm like, okay, well, so this is prescription strength liniment. And so I have that as well. And then was recommended to wear a brace around my arm and to rest, not put any pressure on the arm for a while. So no push-ups, no planks, nothing like that. And of course, you know, lifting weights, like to essentially, I'm just not supposed to use it. I'm just not supposed to use my right arm, which is my dominant arm. If you've ever injured yourself, and again, I know, one, I'm not a doctor, and two, I realize that people have definitely injured themselves, probably worse than what I have. I get that. Especially people who may have broken their arm, had to be in a cast for weeks. You know, people who may have torn an ACL. I mean, I know there's more serious and severe injuries than what I have. I'm speaking from my personal experience because, like I said, I never experienced this. This has never happened to me before. It is so hard to not use your dominant hand for just easy little things. And when you're trying to be intentional and use, you know, I'm trying to be intentional to use my left hand for as much as I can. It's like, oh my gosh, and that feels so weird. And like, the worst was the pain. Like, it hurt to turn a doorknob. It hurt to pull a plug out of a socket. And I was like, that is the weirdest thing ever. And all the doctors say was, well, yes, of course, because look, when you're putting all that kind of strain on the tent, I'm like, okay, great. So, all that story. It is so, I found it so hard to rest. So hard to rest my arm. I honestly think what I really need to do, because I still want to go to the gym, I still want to work out, I'm still trying to, I'm still trying to help myself get stronger and keep making progress at the gym. Which is so funny because funny, ironic, because I just did the podcast on Simone Biles and her decision to take herself out, you know, out of events because of mental health concerns. And then we kind of mentioned, you know, athletes continuing to play injured and hurt. And here I am. So here's the not practicing what I preached. So it's just, you know, I don't think I'm a hypocrite. It's just an eye-opening thing of how hard it can be to just take that step back when you're so used to, oh, look, you know, I know I'm feeling good. I know that this is making a difference in my health. And so let's equate that to when there's a setback in mental health. Because think about it, if you've been in therapy for a while and you start to see progress, whether it's in depression or anxiety, or even, you know, working on trauma. Maybe it's even, I mean, it could be any kind of mental health issue. You start to see progress and you're doing really well. And then something happens, something, some kind of setback. Yeah. So injury to my arm, setback. Here's an interesting thing back to the, you know, before I started going to the gym, maybe I could do one man push-up. And so man push-up, I call man push-ups. So this is where my knees are off of the floor and legs are straight, prone, you know, essentially prone position, doing a push-up, like a real push-up, not having my knees on the ground. I call those, you know, girl push-ups. So, being able to, okay, great, like working my way from one to, I know I can do way more than that. Well, once you're told, nope, you're not allowed to do push-ups or you're not allowed to do planks or anything like that, it's like, oh, what do I do? Well, you're supposed to be resting, but that is so hard. What else can I do? And it feels so weird to just work out the left side, like left arm, and not do anything with the right arm. It's so weird. So again, as I said, think about that with mental health. You're working on skills. You're working on ways to help yourself feel better, on ways to reduce anxiety, and then maybe something major comes and derails the whole thing, or tries to. We'll say tries to derail the whole thing, your whole progress that you made. So what do we do? What do we do in that situation? Okay, it's take a step back. If you've been working with somebody, you already have a support system in place. So, and hopefully you have a good relationship with that therapist. We talked about that forever ago. If you don't have a good relationship with your therapist, find a new one. You need to have a good relationship with a therapist. And so if you have that good relationship, it should be, you would hope, there would be no problem for you to go in, no shame, no judgment of going into your therapist and saying, hey, I had this happen and it's a real, you know, I feel like it's a real setback. And then you work on it. Even if there's a setback, it's still progress. It's still progress because you're not back to square one. You're not back to square one. Even, you know, my arm, I'm supposed to rest. I'm not doing things that I normally could do. Well, the rest of me I know is healthier. You know, maybe my left side is going to get stronger now. And cause I know my left side was weaker than my right side. So maybe my left side will finally catch up to my right side. It's kind of a funny way to think about it, but same thing. So maybe you have a setback and you had a serious day of depression. Maybe you were working on not feeling suicidal or something like that. Well, and something major came up, and so then you had a suicidal thought pop in. So you talk to your therapist about that, and it's not back to square one. It's, okay, well, let's review what kind of things we have worked on. Let's examine whatever the obstacle was, whatever popped up that is trying to derail your progress, and figure out different coping skills or learn something else, learn something new to help in that situation. So I don't like thinking back to square one because I don't think that's true. But I also think that's hard to not think about when a setback comes up. You know, it's kind of, it's one of those little voices in your head that's like, oh, no, you have to start over. No, not so much. Even think about addiction. You know, addiction has all kinds of research and stuff like on relapse prevention. And, you know, they always say, okay, well, you know, you may be sober and clean for a month. And then you know, maybe again, maybe something happens and that was a coping skill of you or for you. And so you pick up something and you drink it. Well, are you totally back to square one? It's very interesting. That's a conversation because not really, because it doesn't erase the month of sobriety that you had. But I also know from things that I've learned in the addiction world, and I have said this before, I'm not an addictions therapist. That is not my specialty. That, you know, when you're working the program and stuff like that and you have something with that, I do believe you start over. So I can understand how that would feel very much like going back to square one. So that's that one I will say, I'll own up to and say, I am not sure. I just like to reframe things as you're not back to square one. You have made all of this progress until, I'm sorry, despite having whatever pop up. And it really does lend to creativity, ingenuity, and trying to and you know, sometimes figuring out things that you would never have talked about because you didn't know. You know, something comes up and you're like, oh, all of a sudden, you know, I was doing really well and all of a sudden something happened and now I'm depressed again. Okay, well, what was that something that happened that triggered the depression? And let's look to work through this and do preventative measures for if there should ever be a next time, you know? You know, we won't get into how, you know, life happens and there could constantly be things that you can't anticipate. I mean, that's just life. So that's working on maintenance and that kind of stuff, which is not exactly what this podcast is about. This podcast is about recognizing that if there's a setback, it doesn't mean you have to start at square one. So that's my my words of wisdom for today. Wish me luck as I continue to try to heal with my arm. When I actually was on purpose being very intentional about resting it, it did improve. It does not hurt anymore when I try and pull out a plug. It doesn't hurt when I try to open a doorknob. There are definitely some movements that I can do that, you know, back in the gym that it does not hurt, but then there are definitely some movements in the gym that I do that it does. So I am definitely not back to 100%. Like I said, I think the best thing would be, honestly, if I could just go on a vacation and not go to the gym for, that's so hard to do though, when I want to go to the gym and see the people in my class and all that. Hopefully again, need to practice what I preach and take the time to rest it. So I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. Thank you again for listening. Like I said, we are quickly approaching 50 episodes, and that would not be possible without you guys tuning in and listening to what I have to say. So I'm so appreciative. I'm so blessed to be able to have the opportunity to do this education and outreach. And I can't say that enough. I think I do say that pretty often in my episodes, but it's true. And it's so important to recognize the listeners. So thank you so much. Remember, keep yourself safe, keep each other safe, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you.